breeding better walnut rootstocks that could withstand crown gall, major disease. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Elizabeth Fitchner is a farm advisor with the UC Cooperative Extension Tulare County. She and other researchers across the state are working on different genotypes for walnut rootstocks.
This project is specific to walnuts, and there are multiple rootstock research plots throughout the state of California. And so I'm hosting one here in Tulare County, and we're looking at how these different rootstocks perform in comparison to seedling paradox, which is kind of like the grower standard. But there are three clonal paradox rootstocks that are also commercially sold, so we're comparing them to the seedlings, but also some new genotypes that have been generated by the Walnut Improvement Program at UC Davis.
And Fitchner said it's all about finding a better rootstock that can withstand crown gall.
One of the major problems is that paradox rootstock is susceptible to crown gall. So we're looking into bringing some different parentage in these rootstocks to see if we can include some resistance to crown gall, which is one of the major pathogens of walnut.
In more news, the Almond Board of California is proud to announce the Almond Leadership Program Class of 2020. These 17 promising leaders represent diverse backgrounds across multiple industries, from almond growers to processors, sales representatives to regulatory consultants, researchers to pest control advisors, and more. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.